DMH Mobile.
ABD9NN mobile monitoring. KBYS mobile in Harrison.
KACCW Mobile.
Good morning, KACCW monitoring. KOP ABD9NN mobile monitoring.
KABCW Mobile. KDYS Mobile.
KDYS KC8QEX.
Yeah, I got you. We're north 75 northbound.
Northbound? What are you going northbound for? I thought you was headed back to Clare.
I can't get out too early. I won't get no money.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's true. Well, maybe you have to pull off some pickle park somewhere and take a 3 or 4 hour nap.
Nah, I'll wait till I get closer. I'm going to stop at Roscommon, I think, too, on the way back. So I can take a nap there. I want to get over and get... I gotta do a few things too. I gotta test that coax, so I can't. How am I making it into this repeater? Am I coming in all right?
No. No, you are not coming in there, okay? You're broken.
Okay, I'll switch over to this one here. This one should be better. I guess the 7.4 is not making it. I was making it into from Gaylord yesterday pretty dang good. So I don't know.
Yep, okay. Well, I think I got that 897D fixed. I think I do. I haven't tried transmitting with it yet, but it dials up to all the bands. You key the mic and it'll key. So I think it's okay.
Well, if it keys up, it should be working, right?
Yeah, but I haven't put a watt meter on it or anything, checked it with a dummy load or anything, so I don't know. Right now it's over on 7.258, and I'm listening to mid-cars. So it's definitely working.
Oh, that's good. I guess. How much was that board?
I spent $367 on that board. But Yezu's got them, and they're over 600.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Oh, yeah. I'm glad I'm not in that boat.
Yeah, I'm glad you're not either. I got a lot of money into these 2897s I got sitting here, so I probably got $2,000 into them two radios all together to get one of them working.
Well, I guess if you want to talk on 11 meters, just get an 11 meter radio, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, this 897D, if this works out all right, I'll take this ICOM right out of here, because that 897D is an all mode, all band radio.
Okay, yeah, it's personal preference, whatever you want, you know. Well, I made it to Levering Road, and then the, I don't know, 5-6 miles, I'll be at the boy again. Get this stuff off my trailer and head the other direction.
There you go. What are you delivering up there? What do you got on?
Plated steel. Zinc plated steel parts.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we haul a lot of stuff to and from plating for companies, so that's the majority of what I do is just haul steel around up here now, so steel and gear and welding components, stuff like that. Now we're cruising eastbound here. Pretty nice day. 72 degrees up here.
Oh yeah. Yep, it's real nice down here too today. The high is supposed to be about 82, I think, today, but that's not going to happen until about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Stop anywhere else or not. Oh, there you go. Yeah, push some power. So, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, as long as you get something in the middle of the cab, I think you should probably be fine. Yeah, you have more directional behind you, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Not much I can do. And I might just leave it the way it is. If it, I'm going to hook up the temporary with a clamp mount and just try different locations. I don't think they're going to let me drill a hole in here. They might. But it's still going to be down below the trailer. So. But we'll try it out and see what happens. No big deal. But yeah, beautiful day. We're almost 75 here. Almost 75. Westbound. And they just added a stop. The dealer that they didn't tell me about. So luckily I was paying attention. Almost missed it.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. You don't want to miss your stop. Yeah. On my pickup truck there, I put a hook on the back rack and put a half wave on it, and it does okay. I started out with quarter wave, and that was not happy. So I went to the half wave, and it's a little better, but it is what it is. It's just not perfect. So I'll have to put something in the middle of the roof if I want something good.
Well, yeah, I might have to try a half wave, you know. Quarter wave seems to be more dependent on the ground plane. Half wave isn't so bad, and I think a 5-8 really likes it to get the ground plane as well, but half wave isn't as particular, I don't think, in my experience anyway. But anyway, yeah, that's what we got going on. I'm probably going to go home. I'm going to go over to Mark and kick around a little bit. I got some coax I want to test out. I got to do something on the computer over there. So, yippee skippy. Probably should do it tonight. And my daughter's got a friend over. Stuff like that. They're swimming. I think they're going to the lake to go kayaking today. That'll be fun.
Oh, heck yeah. Sounds like a good thing, kayaking. My middle child's camping this weekend, so they're doing kayaking stuff. And the oldest is headed down to Midland for robotic stuff. And so the wife and I just have the littlest one, so she is right now chasing around some robins. So I'm just following behind, watching her.
Oh, nice! Yeah, it's a beautiful day for chasing the birds. I'm not a big fan of robins. They don't really. They're kind of annoying at my house, but they like to nest and stuff, but whatever. It's still a sign of spring, you know? That's like the childhood thing. You see the robins, and you know it's spring. But that's cool. Robotics in Midland. That's right down by me. There's a guy in Harrison. He's into robotics stuff. I think he used to do something at the school in Harrison with that. I'm not for sure. And it is the season for camping. And I remember when I was a teenager, I used to go to a summer camp in Everett and one in Gaylord. I had a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, that's for sure. Used to do a lot of camping when I was younger, too. Boy Scouts, so. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's a bit breezy, so I think the temperature is a little bit more than it was yesterday. It only got to about 65 yesterday, so I think it's about 70 now.
it's a nice day to be outside. Probably in a, I don't think the wife and the littlest one out for dinner tonight.
I don't know what I'm having for vittles tonight, but hopefully it's better than it was last night, which was softball. I think I had a couple granola bars after I got out of work there. So, all right, well, I'm heading south. I'll be in Garrett in about an hour, I guess. So, standing by on here and enjoy the day with your little one there and in the sunshine, because it's really good. I like it. Happy days. KEAWKWIS will be mobile. Standing by on your final. Clear, we'll be clear on your final there. Have a good day.
Hey, Ryan, yeah. 7-3, we'll catch you out here later. Safe travels, that's for sure. So, KEAWKWIS, anyways, KEAWKW.
KEAWKWIS mobile monitoring.
KEAWKWIS. KEAWKWIS, Gaylord.
KEAWKW mobile, Gaster.
I don't know how I'm making it into the 7-4, but we just left Gaylord. We're southbound 75 again.
Oh, yeah. Back on it. Sounds good. Oh, there's a 25 in here, but not 40. I'll be here. Our meet for half a year, and I was just head back to
the repeater's getting a little weak on the air. Your weekend, and we'll talk to you later on this week. I'm KEAWKWIS mobile, southbound.
Oh, yeah. We were quite scratchy in there, so. 33, Ryan. Catch you later. 88 FTW.
KEAWKWIS from W8RPM.
Yeah, I'm making it.
KOP Mobile.
Again, testing KFA-GQ1.
K8-BCW, you're coming in loud and clear.
K8-FGW, monitoring.
Testing transmit KFA-GQ1.
I heard you. Your radio's working. Oh, I'm clear. KE8FJW.
KE8FJW. I thought this was a Simplex repeater, but I'm kind of waiting for to hear myself back on the repeater. This is KF8GQ1.
Simplex repeater. No, it's not. So, yeah, no, it's an All-Star repeater. There you go. There's like about a dozen repeaters linked together using All-Star. But, no, I don't know what node you're on, but welcome to the node, KEA.GW.
I'm transmitting on 147.51 on Simplex, just 100 hertz TCTS.
Okay, this yeah, I don't even know where that's at. No idea where you're at, but I'm way up here in the Sioux.
WAVPC.
Oh, he must be way down there in Oakland, or Royal Oak, I think that's what they call it, down there by Detroit. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, how are you doing up there? Yes, 14751 Simplex is an all-star node at my house in north end of Royal Oak, and it's connected to the Northern Michigan Link Repeater Network. NMLRN.org, I think, is the website.
I hope this isn't too weird, but I am actually outside your house. I've been trying to get to this repeater, but I saw it on the map, on a repeater book, and I kind of drove up here to see if I can actually get a good signal. This is KFA-GQN.
Okay, you say you're outside my house, huh? Maybe I should come outside. WAVPC.
Well, I'll let you two go and have your party. So, Tennessee, KE8FJW, monitoring.
This is KF8GQN. Could I please get a signal report? If anyone's out there listening?
This is KABCW. You're getting into the repeater, but you are getting a little bit of flutter. Nothing heard, KABCW.
This is KFAGQN. I had my receiver at 103.5 megahertz for some reason.
KBCW, yeah, you're still not quite getting in. Got a lot of flutter and losing about every other word. Which repeater are you trying to get into? This is a linked system. I'm on the 19 in Petoskey.
Trying the one here in Royal Oak, Michigan. Driving away from the repeater back to my house, just seeing how the signal quality is. Right now, I think I'm actually getting closer to it, so the quality might be a little bit better. KFA-GQN.
Yeah, I'm reading you a lot better now. You said in Royal Oak?
Yeah, that's correct. Royal Oak, Michigan, it's Metro Detroit area. It's the repeater's on the All-Star network. I just talked to the guy that set it up a little bit ago. His name is Mike. Forgetting his call sign, Whiskey A, Victor, Papa, Charlie, maybe?
Oh, okay, so he must have his All-Star node linked up to the Northern Michigan Link repeater network. We've got, I don't know, five or six repeaters throughout northwestern Michigan. So somebody must be linking to it on All-Star. But, yeah, you're getting in and you're doing well.
How is the weather up in the UP right now?
Not in the UP. I'm in the northern lower. I'm in the Petoskey area, and it's a beautiful day, about 70-ish degrees. And it's been dry up here for several days, and we're finally getting our spring that we've been looking forward to for a long time.
Oh, I must have misunderstood when you said northwest Michigan. But, yeah, we've had a couple of rainy days here. It's been pretty nice the past couple days, actually, though. Yeah, back to you.
Yeah, leaves just popped out up here, and the grass is getting green, so it's been a long winter and a really crappy spring, so we're looking forward to some actual northern Michigan summer.
So I'll be heading away from the repeater now. If all right with you, I'll probably transmit in probably 5 minutes and want to see if I can still get in from my house. AFA-CQN.
Yeah, I'll be listening. Give it a try later, and I'll let you know if you're getting in or not. But, yeah, a little bit of flutter coming back now, so sounds like you're getting away from it. But give it another try, and I'll let you know if you're successful or not. K8BCW.
Calling. You're in my house in the midway. Say yes.
K8BCW, yeah, you're barely getting in, a lot of bacon frying in the background, and still lots of flutter, so you're probably right on the edge. I would say that in an emergency, you could probably talk to somebody, but for a regular QSO, probably not a good idea.
Hi, please. We have 73. Thank you for this KSA EQN.
Yeah, no problem, man. Keep trying and figure out where your boundaries are on where you can get in and where you can, and keep testing it and tweaking it. It's all good. Have a great evening. K8BCW.
KSA FC2 from Petoskey State Park.
K8BCW, Harbor Springs, go ahead.
Hey there, I just wanted to see how I'm hitting this repeater. This is KF8FC2, my name is Eric, coming up from Ann Arbor, staying at Topsy State Park for the weekend. How am I hitting this repeater?
Yeah, Eric, this is K8BCW, Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey, name's Bentley. You're getting in fine. You're in a little bit of a low spot in the area, right there, down there on the lake, but the tower, which is just southeast of town up on what we call Chandler Hill, has really good coverage. I'm assuming you're getting in on an HT.
That is correct. Sitting here at a campfire here. Yeah, glad to be hitting something anyway. Yeah, we're having a great time this weekend. Looks like a great weather for this weekend, huh?
Yeah, for sure. The weather's finally turned for us up here. It's been great. Glad you're here and enjoying it. By the way, if you're not familiar with this system, it is linked, and you'll have a reach all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie, as far south as Mayo, and then as far west as Traverse City with the linked repeater network. So you might be able to make some contacts with some folks from all around the northwest tip of the Mitt.
Sounds great. Did a little bit of Coda hunting while I'm here, and just did 10 contacts. Hoping to do a few more by the time we leave on Monday morning. Finley, thanks a lot, and 73 to you. Have a great evening.
Yeah, enjoy your visit. Have fun, and hope you have a great time. K8BCW.
KF8FCC, and we'll be clear.
K8FGW, Mantra. Portable. Alpha Golf Lima, K8AGL. KE8FGW monitoring.
Hey there, station. This is Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Golf Lima. My name is Jay. And I'm up near Petoskey.
Good evening. This is Brad, way up here in the Sault Ste. Marie. How's everything down in Petoskey?
Hey there, Brad. Yeah, things are swell in Petoskey. Weather's nice. Bug pressure is still low. And, there's a day of work for me, so outside. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. So, yeah. Yeah, about the same here. A little breezy. I don't see any, well, there's a little bit of cloud, but not much. And sun's going down, so. Yeah, I said that already. But anyway, got a fire going in the backyard and listen to the radio.
Yeah, buddy, that's the way to do it. Yeah, I like this IRA system because you can just find all sorts of random people. Yeah, I got a little bit of Uber in your voice there, you.
Oh, yeah, I've been up here all my life, so. There you go. So you're from Petoskey or you're visiting?
No, friend. I'm from Kalamazoo. I'm just here doing some work for some folks on the lakes here. And, so just visiting, I guess. I'm in the UP a lot as my son is currently at Michigan Tech, so I go up and visit him quite often.
Oh, yeah, okay. Very good. So. Well, Petoskey is a pretty area, that's for sure. So I enjoy my visits there. Go walk on the beach there and try to find the Petoskey Stone a few different times. So even in the Charlotte area, you got the Petoskey Stone. So.
Yeah, roger that. I found some mountain bike trails close to me, too. I'm going to try to check out after work and maybe going to Petoskey or Charlevoix. I'm pretty close to there, too. Boyne City. That's actually where I'm the closest to. Boyne City, but I'm using the Petoskey repeater. Going to town and see what's up. I haven't been up in this area in a long time. Hey, what was that call sign again, friend?
Oh, sure. Kilo Echo 8, Fox, Julie Whiskey, KE8FJW. So. Oh, very good, Jeff. Bike trails. So, very good. So, yeah, we don't have very many bike trails here. You're supposed to have the M35 is the bike trail here, so it just goes along airport and whatnot, so. But out in the wilderness bike trails, not a whole lot. Not a whole lot in the city, that's for sure, so get the city bike trails up this way.
Yeah, roger that. There's a lot of mountain bike infrastructure up there near Marquette and Houghton and up in the Keweenaw there, but a lot of those trails I think are over my head as far as the terrain and my capabilities. I also just ride a single speed, so that sometimes I'm walking up hills for sure. Well, all right, buddy, I'm going to take care of myself here. I just got on the horn to see if anyone's around. Maybe I'll get on later. I'm going to be quiet on your final here. This is KE8. AGL.
All right, sir. Well, enjoy your summer in Petoskey area, and I'm sure we'll hear you out here
all summer, so. 7-3. And have a fine evening. I'll be listening to KEJW.
ADP test, doing a little radio check here from Lewiston, ADP.
WMGC.
Oh my God, well that's a surprise, oh my God. I actually, Greg, you guys, you missed Greg by like 5 minutes. Greg is the guy that has the GMRS repeater up the road. We were just, Oh, first of all, how do I sound?
You sound fine. I thought you were downstate. Are you coming in through All-Star or something?
Oh, my God. Lots to explain here. No, I am in Detroit. I got some, well, you know me. I got some pretty impressive gadgetry allowing me to remotely access my Yaesu 7800 from up there. But let's see if Greg made it over here first. Greg, you copy?
I got a copy. KU2ENC.
I got you in there, too. I recognize the voice. But let's see. Greg said he was going to come over here. Let's just double check. Let's see if he made it or not, or if he can get in tonight. He's just got an HT, I believe. But he usually gets into here with his HT pretty well. Well, all right. I didn't catch your ham call, but I know you is 209 on GMRS. So if you would, see if you can go over on the other wind and see if Greg's having trouble or whatever. But meanwhile, I'm going to explain to Mike how I'm doing what I'm doing. But I'll give it over to Mike for one more before I do so.
Yeah, we're just coming back from the moose and heading back to the lodge. And I was monitoring this, and I was like, what? There's Doug. Wow, that blows me away. Hey, I wanted to ask you, did you know the chef at the lodge used to be the chef at the coach insignia at the Renaissance? Did you know that?
No, my God, no, I did not know that. And I sure hope Greg is at least hearing this because I wonder if he knew that. Coach Insignia is the restaurant on top of the Renaissance. Well, I think, Mike, yeah. One of the few names that's been over the years for the restaurant on the very top of the Renaissance. Yep. No, but I did not know that. That's interesting. That explains the quality. I mean, I think that explains the quality. The food there is really good. And they've had some really interesting things over there. It's things that you wouldn't expect to find in northern Michigan. Like last summer, they had this thing. They didn't actually come right out and call it sushi. They called it seared tuna, and they put it as an appetizer, but that was my meal. I would get that as a meal last year when it was available, for example, and it was really good.
But I just got an HT.
I heard you. You're breaking up a little bit, but I got you in there. But Greg, really quick, but can you hear us? Can you hear us well enough to listen? Because I'm going to explain to Mike some things about what's going on here.
Yeah, loud and clear, and I'm jumping in my van to go to your place, so to fix the antenna. So I'll be on the road. WRT, or not, that's it, KFA-CSB.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you're actually going there, but that's cool. But listen, the gate, I did close the gate. But the chain is just wrapped. There's no padlock. You'll see. It's easy. The chain is just wrapped around the gate.
That looks like it's locked. W8MJC.
All right, Mike. So now I'm going to explain to you what's going on here. So I was just talking to these, you know, on the GMRS repeater that's up the road. That guy, Greg, is the owner. When you left, he showed up. Him and his wife showed up about 5 minutes after you left. His eyes, my God, you should have seen his eyes. They were bigger than his whole head. He was, like, blown away. We were talking tonight, and you remember that flagpole that I had bolted to the back of the garage? It shimmies itself down. The reason it's happening so much more now is I put that stupid TV antenna on there, which didn't work one bit. I wasn't able to scan one silly. I could actually scan channels with the ham antenna. When I hook the ham antenna to my TV, I can actually get channels because it's higher. That antenna, it's not that it's a bad antenna, it just wasn't high enough. But that extra weight makes it shimmy itself down more now, that's why. So anyway, it shimmied itself down into a position that just wipes me out with his repeater, even though it's right up the street. It wipes me out. I was all static to them. So I was kind of kidding, but it's fine. I mean, well, he's awake, and it's a beautiful night. So, yeah, Greg's actually driving down there. He's going to shimmy it back up to a respectable height so that I can participate over on the GMRS side a little more tonight. So what I did was I said, hey, Greg, if you got a minute, though, go on the mile repeater and let's see if I can still make it clearly, which I obviously am.
Yeah, so how are you accomplishing all this?
Oh, right. Well, that's a project I've been working on for a while. I have the, you know how most Yaesu mobiles, the head detaches from the base unit? I have some gadgetry I've been working on for a while, which allows me to take the head unit only back to Detroit, and the base is still in my garage, and I'm controlling the head unit just like it was connected to the radio.
Through the internet.
That is correct. So occasionally it gets a little, it gets a little clumsy, like, especially when I'm on scan, I'll watch the display, like, it'll start getting weird on me sometimes, but for the most part, it works really well.
God, if you hadn't told me, I would have thought you're at your place up here.
That's the idea. I love fooling Greg and Laura especially. They can't tell if I'm coming or going.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I didn't know you could do something like that.
Yeah, it's one of those many gadgetry projects I've been working on for a while. I love this repeater's, that fun, this repeater is on the, you're aware of it. It's on that Northern Michigan All-Star network. So when you get the human beep, that means we're both on this repeater. And when you get the regular beep, then it's coming in from a different node. But I fooled them, too.
Yeah, anyway, getting back to the lodge, the princess had the barbecue chicken, and I had what you had the last time, which was the salmon, which is awesome. So we finished up, and I said to the waitress, I said, is there a chef back there in the kitchen? She said, yeah. I said, I'd like to talk to him. So he comes out, like, with a worried face. And I congratulated her on how good the food is. And then we start talking, and we were talking about where we were from. He said, well, I used to be the executive chef at the Rensen at the Coach Insignia. And he said, we came up here to get away from the rat race. And him and his wife own the restaurant part of the lodge and the bar part. And his wife owns the, what is it called?
I think the Harbor House.
No, the River House in Mayo. So he's got two restaurants up here.
Oh, yeah. I actually was aware that the River House in Mayo is owned by the same owners of the Raj, what I didn't know, I hope Greg's hearing this, if he's mobile, because I actually, this is something I'd like to have him chime in on when he gets resituated. Laura might be listening too, either one. But either way, first of all, I don't even know what the chef looks like. I wonder, is it the guy that comes out of the kitchen every once in a while with the hairnet, really skinny with glasses? Is that him, or is he just a sous chef or a helper or whatever? I can't believe to this day, I just know Christy. She gets called both names. She's kind of like the manager. That's the one I know the most. So I'll be curious to know which one it is. And that being said, what else was I going to say about that? Riverhouse, yep, I knew that, but I didn't, again. Yeah, that's it. Very interesting. You found out more about that place in, what, your second visit than I have in, what, going on 3 years now.
Well, his name is Colin, and he generally wears a baseball cap. And very nice to talk to. I told him, I said, do you know a guy named Doug? Kind of looks like a hippie.
Did you say, oh yeah, that guy that keeps wiping us out of all the tuna, and we had to take it off the menu?
No, he said, that must be the guy drinking all the English.
Oh, that would have been my second choice, yes.
Yeah, no. Of course, Casey was there, so she knows you. And I asked her when I walked in, I said, have you seen my friend Doug up here lately? No, I haven't seen him. So I figured, well, you either went back downstate or you're working around the place up here.
Lately this really is the longest I've been away from there. Yep. I've been up there so much lately. That's really surprised me that you guys, that's awesome. You guys are hooked. I told Dion and Matt tonight, you guys are going to be property owners up here soon.
This is KQ4 while I am direct, and I'm on the Mayo repeater now. Over.
Oh my goodness gracious, Mike. We're attracting all the GMRSers over here, since they all have ham calls, too. That was another GMRS local, or not local, I'm sorry, but regular on Greg's network. We call him Georgia Joe. Go ahead and take one and pass it to Mike. And this is 88DP.
You sound good over there. I think it's the best I've heard you sound. I don't know if you sound. You're good on your HS radio at home, over.
You're not doing too good over here. I don't know what you're using for All-Star. Probably Echolink, maybe. It's not sounding that good, though. Hard to copy. Go ahead, Mike, and take one.
Yeah, I got the repeater full scale here at the lodge, my mobile, and he's pretty choppy, let's call it. Sounds kind of like an internet problem. A lot of dropouts. W8MGC.
I actually don't even know. I wasn't sure if Greg, I don't know if Greg has mobile 2-meter capability or not. Let's leave a pause and see if he comes in. He might only have GMRS mobile. I'm not sure about that. Was really in and out, but enough to know that you do have at least an attempt at the capability, but that one dropped out a lot.
Well, he's probably used HT with a rubber ducky inside the vehicle.
Yeah, I think he's got good reception, though. That was the best. Yeah, just so he can listen to us. Well, that's very cool. So I sent you that link. What did I send you? Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, if you guys, unless you already have a full day's activities planned for tomorrow, I was going to suggest, like I did on text, garage sailing is a big thing up there, and I sent you that one, And then there's that Gilchrist place that we haven't been to yet, but it's on our list. So if you're interested in checking all that stuff out, there's the two in town. I assume you probably already found them. If not, you don't need me to. There's two. There's two in town. I don't even know what, I don't remember what they're called, but it doesn't matter. They're both in town. Easy to find. But garage sales are just everywhere up there right now. It is the season. Whenever I come up here with Erin in these months, she loves going banging garage sales and you know, thrift stores, antique stores, etc.
Oh yeah, our place is full of antiques. I should show you some pictures, but we especially love estate sales. We found some really good buys at estate sales, but I won't pass up a rummage sale, and I certainly won't pass up an antique store, so we love it all.
How does my audio sound now? I bet it sounds a lot better, doesn't it? This is KQ4 YYE and Joe in Georgia.
Much better. Go ahead and take it, Joe.
Yes, sir. I didn't think many people talked on the Mayo repeater. It's really good that you guys have that up there. The closest repeater I have to me, about 22 miles, give or take, and I have to stand outside with my HT radio, stand on one leg, put one arm one way like a rabbit ear, and sometimes I can get in and sometimes I can't. But anyway, you guys go ahead. My wife made some corned beef and cabbage, and that's what I'm eating for supper, and I'm enjoying every minute of it right here. This is KQ4 while we're in. You guys have a good evening. 732, I may listen, I may not. I'll probably go to bed soon. Anyway, Doug, good to hear you out there, sir. 88DP, KQ4, while we're in. And another guy named Mike. Mike, good to hear you out there, sir. I don't know your call sign. But anyway, good to hear you. Anyway, this is Joe in Georgia, KQ4, while we're in.
Yeah, nice to make your acquaintance, Joe. It's Whiskey 8 Mike Juliet Charlie, W8MJC, Magic Mike. The MJC is the magic part. But nice to make your acquaintance. And, man, corned beef and cabbage, oh my gosh, it's one of my favorite dinners. Oof. But I just ate and I'm full, so maybe tomorrow night. Well, tomorrow night we're going to do something at the lodge. Go ahead, Doug.
Okay, very good. First, I want to see, how do I sound on low power? I might not be making it, but I just want to see.
No difference. No difference.
Wow, truly amazing. I think somebody doubled with me, though. Let me double check, see if I got it. Yeah, good. All right. I'll keep her on low power so we don't burn Greg's face off. He's actually, I don't know if you caught Mike, what Greg is going over. That's funny. But this is Greg's, like, prime time. They're nocturnal, the way I used to be. I'm kind of medium now, but Greg's still truly nocturnal the way I used to be. So this is prime time for him. He's actually driving over to my house, and he's going to shimmy up that flagpole to put my antenna back up at a respectable level so that I can talk better on the DMRS repeater later tonight, even though it'll probably fall right back down overnight or the next day, but that's fine. I was making the joke. None of this is going to matter anymore because 30 days from this weekend, this baby is going to be up there on the tower of power.
Well, I can't wait. Yeah, that's going to be cool. But anyway, yeah, well, you're nocturnal, but your nocturnal time didn't start till around midnight. Let's call 11 p.m., and that's when your nocturnal starts. Some of your best work was done between, I take it, between midnight and 3 a.m.
Yeah, I used to be the case, but lately, I mean, I'm glad. I'm finally a little bit happy. I'm not like a daytime. I don't call myself a full-blown daytimer yet, but I'm actually going to bed at about 1 these days, ish, 1-ish, and I like it. Especially, I find myself when I'm up north, when I go up to Lewiston, I'm up at like 7, 8 in the morning. Shocking. I'm like, what? I didn't even know that the world existed at those hours.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, as I get older, I find myself sleeping in, or I want to sleep in, but sometimes work doesn't allow me to. But I'll tell you, by about 3 p.m., my brain wants to shut off.
K-E-A-F-J-W, I believe. This is 88GP. Doug, I'm actually down in Detroit, but I'm accessing my radio remotely from Lewiston. And you got Mike, W-8-M-J-C. He's a friend of mine. He's actually staying at the lodge this weekend. And we're just kind of hanging out in the Meyer repeater tonight. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. I know. I heard Mr. Mike in there, and I recognized him right away. So I haven't heard from him forever, and I was like, what are two couple Detroiters doing way up here? Go ahead.
Yeah, Brad, we thought we'd drive north and get some pasties. Yeah, I haven't heard you in a coon's age. Wow. Do you still have the your fusion repeater on the Eastern Michigan link, or no?
Oh, yeah, it's still there. It's working well. It's just been a while. I haven't turned the handheld on for a while, so I actually have it on right now. But, yeah, it's still on there doing its thing.
Well, gosh, jump in and say hi once in a while. Man, it's been a while. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, this might be a small world story because I thought I recognized that call, but remind me when you, I'll pass it to FJW next and remind me where that is on the map. And not sure if you're aware of this, but the reason, not necessarily the reason why Mike is up there this weekend, but the reason he started coming up there in the first place is because we are deep in the middle of a 160-foot antenna tower erectionalization, new word I made up, in my backyard in Lewiston, which is going to fill that hole in the Eastern Michigan link. So Mike came up it's been 2 weekends ago now to help with that, with the foundation. We're pouring concrete in the foundation on Tuesday, and we're expecting to raise the 160-foot tower the first week of July, and that will have a 2-meter repeater on top of it in addition to a GMRS repeater, and the 2-meter will be part of that same network. So over to you, and remind me again, which one is yours on that list of repeaters that we, I'm the guy that actually runs the reflector network for that network. So yeah, go ahead and let me know, remind me. I would pull up the map right now, but I'm a little bit lazy. This is 88GP. All right.
Well, very good. Well, that is awesome. 160-foot tower. Wow. So that definitely beats my little 70-footer. But anywho, I'm way up here in the Sioux with the... 442-425 repeater. So, way up here in the field. So I also have the repeater in this All-Star network here. It's 145-430. So I monitor this one the most, and when I remember to, I turn on the fusion. So it doesn't have to very often. I should probably do a little more often, but anywho. Yeah, well, very good. I definitely enjoy repeater work, that's for sure. So that's where I'm at. I'm way up here in Sault Ste. Marie.
All right.
54 Canada.
This is KQ4 Wawa, and I have a comment, please.
Well, go ahead, comment, W8MJC.
All right, Magic Mike. Thanks, sir. Doug, when you get the tower up, it's going to be the 250th anniversary of the United States of America. I do trust that you'll put a flag on top of there for a week or two. I would think. Anyway, I don't know. I just thought I'd mention that in case you hadn't thought about it. Usually when they top out something, they put a flag on top. But anyway, that's just what I... Ooh, some more corned beef and cabbage. Ooh, dog. Ooh, that's hot. Hey, Mike, MJC, will you do me a favor, please, sir?
Normally I wouldn't, but for you, I'll make an exception.
Thank you, sir. Now, you're talking about repeaters, right? What word do you get if you take on a repeater, if you take the ER off the end of it, what word do you get?
Well, I guess you said if you take the ER. Okay, repeat, I guess.
Okay, if you have the word repeater and you take the ER off the end of it, what would you get? Over?
You would get the word repeat.
Okay, if you have the word repeater, if you take the ER off the end of it, what would you get? Over to you, Mike.
Yeah, I get it now. I'm repeating myself.
I'm sorry. I just drive a truck. Sometimes I have plenty of time to think, and it thought came to my mind a while ago. So I've tried it out on two or three people. Anyway, hey, y'all have a good evening. 88 DP, why don't you send Mike a picture of that? And Mike, I can make you reservations at the lodge if you ever need to get in the dining area. Well, I can make you some reservations. Doug, how about sending that picture of the boys, you and the boys at that tower, that time I sent over to you all? This is KQ4 Wawa Inn.
Mike was there.
Oh, he was when you got the picture.
Oh yeah, I mean he wasn't in that exact photo, but he was standing right next to me when I took it.
I got you, sir. All right, y'all carry on. KQ4 YYN, protecting this food over here. We'll catch you guys later.
Yeah, I was the guy handing Doug the beers. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, and I am very proud to say I never saw this coming in 100 years. I got Mike addicted to Yuengling and Lewiston and the Lodge. Holy smokes.
Yeah, what else are you going to get me addicted to? You may as well let me know now so I can let the Polish princess know.
Well, I do see the Lewiston Fun Ones Adventure Club in your near future, but we'll talk about that another day.
Well, it's funny you mention that because that's exactly what the people we were talking to at the Moose about. They said, "Oh, you gotta go up the road and join the snowmobile club up the road."
Oh my God! I just actually choked on a drink of cerveza. I can't believe, it's funny that they actually still refer to it, which of course it is, and which is how it started, but it's so much more than that now. But yeah, to the locals, that's still what they, because that's how it all started, but it's the fun ones, that's for sure. It started as a snowmobile club. Now now that it's year round, they're big into the side by sides and stuff too. But the bar is amazing. I mean, it's a bar, it's a banquet hall, it's a wedding. I mean, it's anything you want it to be, and it's on 50 acres. The place alone is amazing, and the bar is honestly the best stocked and best run bar in the whole city, in my opinion. Boy, I hope I'm not going to upset some locals with that comment, but you'll see for yourself when you get there.
Do you have to have a snowmobile or side-by-side to join, or can you just be willing to drink?
Willing to drink. Yep, that's it.
Now, count me in. I'll wait till you get up here so you can be my sponsor.
Meanwhile, let's see if Greg's still in range, if he's still able to hear us at all. Earlier I mentioned that Greg and Laura are probably listening, but I forgot we're not on GMRS anymore. Greg and Laura both have GMRS, but not Pam. Greg's probably the only one that has. Well, they might have both. I'm not sure about that. But either way, let's see if he's able to chime in. And this is 88DP.
Hey, 88DP, KQ4, while we're in. He hollered at me on the GMRS side over there. He said your antenna's back up, but your bracket is probably not going to hold it back up. But he did get your antenna back up. Over.
Oh, wow, he's fast. I didn't even see him. I wasn't actually watching. I'm gonna have to go review the camera. He's like Batman. Man, I thought I was Batman. I guess he's Batman. All right, with that, Mike, I'm going to go back over to the GMRS side and test it, because this all started because I wasn't able to get into his repeater, even though I'm so close, because when it comes down, again, like I said before, it comes down and it gets blocked by the garage. So I'm going to run over there. I'm not sure if I'll come back over here tonight, but, have fun tomorrow. Check out all those places, and I'll catch you later. This is 88DP. I think I'll clear for here for the night.
Quick question before you go, is Matt or Deanna up here, or are they downstate?
Yeah, we're all downstate. We actually met. We were actually at El Rey tonight.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Okay, Doc, yeah, I gotta get, I'm sitting in the parking lot at the lodge, so, and the princess went into the room, so. We will catch you later, my friend. That was awesome that we caught you out here. 73, W8MJC.
All right, have fun tomorrow. 88DP, I'll catch you later. I'll be clear.